ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 20, Text number 5, The Rainy Season and Autumn. It is said that Sukadeva Goswami is describing the appropriate atmosphere to be created for the ultimate of all the pastimes, which is called Rasa Dance, Rasa Leela. What kind of atmosphere should be required? If such atmosphere is not within our heart, how are we able to appreciate the Rasa Leela? Atmosphere has to be created. Krishna created everything, and He created the atmosphere even for His advent, for His maintenance of the entire material universe, that all the seasons and everything is in alignment. Man has, as a violator, interferes even in the atmosphere, and we have to face the consequences as a punishment. It's all natural and it is set in. But this description of autumn and the rainy season is also very important. Today I think we are going to learn the environment classes. About what we have to say something, but it is very important. Krishna created everything, and we have to work in that cycle. We have to fit in the cycle. So we'll see. Let's read the description further. Astau masan nipitam yat brahmyah cha udamayam vasu swagobhihi muktum arebhihi पर्जन्यः काले आगते अष्ट एट मासान ड्यूरिंग मंथ्स निपितं ड्रंक यत विच भूम्याः ऑफ द अर्थ च एंड उदमयम् consisting of water, vasu, the wealth, swagobhihi, by his own rays, moktum, to release, arebhyaha, began, parjanyaha, the sun, kale, the proper time, agate, when it arrived. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Okay. With its rays, the sun had for 8 months drank up the earth's wealth in the form of water. Now that proper time has arrived, the sun began releasing this accumulated wealth. The acharyas compare the sun's evaporating the earth's wealth of water to a king's collecting taxes. In the volume 1, chapter 20 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada explains this analogy as follows. Clouds are accumulated water drawn from the land by the sunshine. Continually for 8 months, the sun evaporates all kinds of water from the surface of the globe, and this water is accumulated in the shape of clouds, which are distributed as water when there is need. Similarly, a government exacts various taxes from the citizen, which the citizens are able to pay by the different material activities, agriculture, trade and industry. Thus, government can also exact taxes in the form of the income tax and sales tax. This is compared to the sun drawing the water from the earth. When there is again need of water on the surface of the globe, the same sunshine converts the water into clouds and distributes it all over the globe. Similarly, the taxes collected by the government must be distributed to the people in educational work, public work, sanitation and work, and so on. This is essential for good government. The government should not simply exact taxes for the uses. Squandering the tax collection should be utilized for the public welfare of the state. See, what's that happening in India? Good government, yes. There are a few more verses of similar descriptions. Tadyanto mahamegas chandas swarnas vipita prinam jivanam hyasyam mumuchu karuna eva. Taditavantaha means displaying lightning. Mahamegaha, the great clouds, chanda, fierce, swasana, by the wind, vepitaha, shaken. Parinamam, the gratification, jivanam, their life, their water. He indeed, asya of this world, mumuchu, they released karunaha, merciful personalities, evil. Just as flashing with the lightning, the great clouds were shaken and swept about by the fierce wind. Just like the merciful persons, the clouds gave their lives for pleasure of this world. Just as great compassionate personalities sometimes give their lives for the wealth, for the happiness of the society, the rain clouds pour down their rain upon the parched earth. Although the clouds were thus dissipated, they freely provided rainfall for the happiness of the earth. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments as follows in this verse. During the rainy season, there are strong winds blustering all over the country and carry clouds from one place to another to distribute water. When water is urgently needed after the summer season, the clouds are just like rich men who in times of need distributes his money even by exhausting his whole treasury. So the clouds exhaust themselves by distributing water all over the surface of the globe. When Maharaj Dasharatha, the father of Lord Ramchandra, used to fight with his enemies, it was said that he approached them just like a farmer uprooting the unnecessary plants and trees. And when there was need of giving charity, he used to distribute money exactly as the cloud distributes rain. The distribution of rain by the clouds is also sumptuous, that it is compared to the distribution of wealth by the great municipal person. The cloud downpour is so sufficient that the rains even fall on the rocks and the hills on the oceans and seas, that is where there is no need of water. A cloud is just like a charitable person who opens its treasury for distribution and does not discriminate whether the charity is needed or not. He gives in charity open-handedly. Metaphorically speaking, the lightning in the rain is by which they see the distressed condition of the earth, and blowing winds are their heavy breathing, such as that found in the distressed person. Distressed to see the condition of the earth, the cloud trembles in the wind like just a compassionate person. Thus they pour down their rain. Sansara dava nalalita loka pranaya karunya gana ganadvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru shri charana ravindam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We chant every day and we get similar description today. That the spiritual master is just like a cloud. He is not a raven cloud, means lost and to disappear. That is also a comparison Arjun is putting when the mind is not settled and the person is hovering for his desires and material desires and driven here and there just like a raven cloud. What do you think? Will have a sustainable existence, or he will be disappeared? And so such a yogi who is a pathabhrashta or could not succeed in this life. Whether bhakti yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, hatha yogi, all kinds of things. So Arjuna is telling that is his condition on incompletion of his sadhana. Will it disappear just like a raven cloud? Prapti punya kritam. Whatever he has accumulated remains his permanent asset. He will begin where he has stopped. Soon another opportunity will come, because opportunity for existence does not stop. But here Krishna, Krishna's nature has to become conducive to execute the highest of all the devotional service. The mother of devotion is Rasadhanas. Raseshwari Sri Radharani, she is the custodian. Without her mercy, you cannot enter there. So let's pray to Radha Shyam Sundar that we will not discuss those things. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is entitled at Karma Yoga, Krishna is setting up the whole functionary of this material world through the demigods. So the smooth functioning of the entire universal management is given in the hands of the different demigods, and especially Vasus. Here the name of Vasu, which is the sun himself. Aditya, he has the function for our universe, for both sustenance, but creation and annihilation also is coming through his agency. Right? Many planets within this solar system are barren. They could not find life. But life is everywhere. Life has to make adjustment for that particular environment. It is provided. And all these five elements, gross elements, they will be there, but in different proportion. Bhumina, Rapano, Vayu, Kam. These are the five elements. Kam means Akash. But the jivas will survive. Jiva is called sarvatra ga, means he can travel anywhere and everywhere. The jiva travels on the speed of mind. Wherever he had heard or that particular atmosphere, he would want to go there. And this is understood by the desires he has developed, which may be contaminated with the three modes of material nature, but these desires have to be fulfilled, and for fulfillment Krishna has given ability through the chariot of mind. He can travel everywhere. But those who are devotees, they don't want to travel away from Krishna. Manorathena asati dhavato bahi. The body is compared to the chariot, the senses are compared to the five horses. Such examples are there, but it has been appropriately designating the functions that all the senses are supposed to do. Not for sense gratification that the senses have been given, but for the performance of yajna. Yajna remains so centrally in the atmosphere, atmospheric balance. The yajna process remains so centered. Krishna is telling to Arjuna about, in the same third chapter, sahayagya purovacho anena prasiddhvam. What is that verse? Prasavishyadam tena astakamaduk. Astakamaduk. By performance, of the yajna between mutually the man and the demigods. Man is consumer, demigods are supposed to be administrators. So there is a relationship between the consumer and the government. All right? So this is a bigger government than the worldly governments. About 159, how many are there? They are struggling because they do not follow the path chalked out by Krishna. Everyone is supposed to do the karma, which is the energy of Brahman. Energy of Brahman. How your body is coming into being, that is going to work and perform karma. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanya danna sambhava yagyad bhavati parjanya yagya karma samudbhava karma brahmodbhavam viddhi brahmaksharam samudbhavam tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yagya pratishtitam. This is the cycle set in by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who under whose direction Mother Nature or the government of the nature is going to work. So if you borrow energy of karma from Krishna, then it has to return to him. And yajna is the medium to returning. So yajna athat karmana netra lokoyam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunte mukta sangha samacham. This is the system, it's a cardinal principle for our so-called intelligence developed. And that intelligence was in Vedic times, and they would not violate this. But in this Kali Yuga, everybody is a violator. It's a different game altogether, and everybody is going to be victimized because of not paying the taxes properly. Kar chori. So the idea is that to set up a particular environment conducive to rasa dance. Do you think the rasa dance will be conducted in this kind of atmosphere with a broiling heat? No, never. Krishna is humanizing all the leelas so we can understand in proper perspective. So, what is all this talk about yajna and this? Is it not conducive to what Krishna's plan is? He is the maker, and he is also the plan maker to sustain for some time, give us opportunity to understand and cooperate with his plan. So the seasons, up to autumn, the sun, who is called here Parjanya, is the source of Parjanya. Otherwise, Parjanya is translated as rain. What's the difference between sun and the rain? Rain is the product of the sun, right? Rain doesn't come by karma directly. Karma is interfering and making the process as yajna, because everybody wants the result for himself, for his own sense gratification. So karma does not become yajna. There is a proper taxation that you have to give back. But that's why we offer to Krishna. Dadasya, it has to go to Krishna. So Otherwise governments are taking taxes and still people want to do tax story, or the big people make money and put it abroad in the bank, through Panama Papers and whatever, Swiss banks. They are sucking up the blood of the common people and storing it in the Swedish banks. And they have no shame. They have no shame. So how much a person knowing the arrangement of Krishna has to make it work in order to reset the natural system of governance, at least in India. It's a laudable effect. Otherwise for 70 years not only the water has been sucked, but the blood and sweat all have been sucked. That is the comparison. But just like after the natural evaporation of the water for 8 months, the demigods do not put unnecessary calamities unless there is a lack of yajna, means that region could not manage the natural environment, rather polluted, either through the land pollution of the farmers, water pollution, and acid rain will burn the entire forest even. So when these things are happening, it is not arbitrarily happening. It is happening exactly in reciprocation to man's indulgence in destroying the atmosphere. Then the politics, oh, I did not do, but I made for you, you take it. All the aerosols were banned in America, but they were sent to India. So you become gullible, you become part. They won't disclose you that why they are banning aerosol and supplying you. People have forgotten their natural Vedic lifestyle, which is well organized, well situated for years together. But we see Kali has to enter and spoil our own intelligence so we can abuse it and make a big gap in balancing the atmosphere. Now it doesn't hurt only one country, it hurts the entire globe of Earth. So there are some thinkers and they want to enter into the environmental management. I think this class should be given by Gauranga Prabhu. He is the minister for our environment protection. Where is he? Gauranga Prabhu is, he's an expert environmentalist. And in ISKCON, at least since last 5 years or so, environmental protection with government help is being conjured by the Indian temples all around India. It's part of the whole program, but nonetheless it refers to this. Srila Prabhupada is a spiritual master for the entire world for coming 10,000 years. Srila Prabhupada Ghi. And he has taught what is this Vrindavan atmosphere. Vrindavan atmosphere surpasses anything, even though we are facing the heat wave or the Andi and even the entire region is going to become desert in coming years. That is the predictions. Environmentalists do that. But nonetheless, Kartik is coming after the rainy season. You'll spend 4 months of rainy season in Vrindavan, observing Chaturmasya Vrat. That is also very, very scientifically arranged. And nothing is without the cause. All the effects are there because there is a cause, and cause of all causes is Krishna. So there is an easy linkage to what we have been practicing in Krishna consciousness. It's not a matter of only environmental protection, but to cooperate for the entire education of the whole world. Our Vedic system of environmental management is the best. Mukund Maharaj and Dhritakarma, they wrote a small book on the environmental protection. It is still available. So here the descriptions are said to be that after the 8 scorching months where the life of earth has been sucked up by sun, the sun is going to release that in the form of cloud where the necessity has been. The sun will release the acid rain where more pollution has been done. Let them have acid rain, means suffering. If you travel, you must have gone back. The Lawrence, St. Lawrence and Canadian-US border, there are so many forests without fire, they have been burnt. Without fire. It's due to acid rain. You can't grow anything, you can't protect anything. And in that region there are animals like they are big deer, but of that particular region with multiple elk, they are called elk. And you hardly see them, they have been displaced. So that region is of acid rain. I have seen. But anyway, you must have heard few years back, just about, say, 20 years back, about the acid rain and what they call? Ozone layer has been depleted by the fluorocarbon. Okay, but this is coming from the Chinese and Southeast Asia. Which effect? It was called El Nino effect. El Niño effect. Whatever it is, that's a Gujarat. So anyway, that effect was shifting from Southeast Asia to the West, and they were afraid, oh my God, here it comes. Even coronavirus, it's a non-living entity. It's a band of chemical called RNA, ribonucleic acid. And then it has loose ends. They want to combine, so recombinant RNA will be there. It was Delta virus that affected India more, but the other one, what is today? Which variant is going on? Omicron. It is mild, it's not, so no mask. I'm bold enough not to have mask. So anyway, and all these things are happening because there is a drastic change in the environment caused by interference of human karma. Collective karma, human karma. Chinese are the best in doing this collective karma. While our Indian economy has to return, you know, Krishna showed us Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. He appeared only for Brahmanas and cows. Have you heard there is a planet of cows? You didn't hear? Golok Vrindavan is a planet of cows. What an environment would be there. Read Sanatan Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's called, it's planet of cows. And our Gopakumar is going. And it was so natural, so environmental perfect situation. Today here you cannot grow even a kadamba tree. Every efforts have been failure. So from live participation, the life system itself is under jeopardy. Because without one, Avrinda Devi and all her associates has become a rarest of rare thing. Everybody is chopping up for human habitation. But human is not going to live without them. Mutual yajna. Yajna is not one-sided. You have to invite the demigods also to take their share. An expert humanitarian like Daksha. Humanitarian, Daksha, Prajapati. He didn't care about the share of Lord Shiva. And see what happened. Just populate the world without any responsibility. Let the government take care of your children. That's in Australia. They will snatch away your children if you are fighting, husband and wife is fighting. they snatch away, the government will keep. What a foolishness. Some of my disciples have been affected. It's pity on them. They wouldn't understand. But anyway, environmental protection. If external environment is not protected, how can you create an internal environment which is necessary for devotional service? All these rules and regulations are meant to create an internal environment of purity, which will be very conducive to meditate on Lord Shri Krishna and His divine pastimes. Isn't it all this mercy coming from Srila Prabhupada? Therefore we chant daily prayers, because Srila Prabhupada is a spiritual master and he has a function like a cloud to suck up the water from the reservoir of water and distribute it. So Srila Prabhupada is receiving the mercy from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Guru Parampara, and he is showering without any cause. Only he obeyed his spiritual master's order, but it was so conducive to change the consciousness of the then, sense gratifiers. They were looking for such peace in this mind. When you have a lot of sense gratification, there is a saturation point comes. Then if you do more, you will collapse. Right? So that was the situation in late 50s and early 60s. Prabhupada appeared after long struggle without any itinerary. He didn't have money, but he had lot of mercy stored and he distributed without any qualifying conditions. The spiritual master has a business to become a cloud filled with rain, not an empty one. Okay? And come down. If you see the clouds way up, about say 25 to 30,000 feet, they are white in color. They do not rain. But it rains in Kerala every day. And it's scorching heat here. Do you think Kerala is pious? God's own country? Where is the piety? It's also getting some good piety is there, so therefore something is there. But how much can you utilize? Most of the people go to Kerala just to get their bodies repaired. Means they are sick. In North India, they get well. In South India, but how long? No. The idea is that the environmental situation which is outside, unfortunately their internal environment is completely rotten, affected by the onslaught of Christianity and Islam. The Vedic system is not there. The old rudimentary system is there. They drink directly from the well water. No cleaning required. They are so confident. There's a lot of greenery. There are a lot of snakes. And there are a lot of civets. It is a very good harmony. But how can you live? But still they are living. But it is not highly populated. It's not even highly industrialized state. But everybody eats, drinks. There is hardly a household that is not affected by the four regulatory principles. Yeah. So anyway, internal environment is of our consciousness, and the consciousness can be Krishna's consciousness. Nobody is the source of consciousness except Him. So chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra will create an internal environment on our side which will be gradually conducive towards developing love of God. So these explanations are also given just like the tax collector's example is there. Prabhupada also tells about it. Many commentators also tell about collectors. But the most munificent nature is of the spiritual master, that he will shower the mercy without any reservation. But the old people in general who are sincere seekers for Krishna consciousness and live a life of sanity and purity. So these descriptions are very wonderful. When Sukadeva Goswami takes time to talk about the environment, listen and compare with what Krishna has spoken about the environmental arrangement, because everybody is under an atmosphere. Atmosphere is widely understood as environment, and managing the original nature of the environment. We have to seriously understand. Anybody has any question or comments? Who said there is no urgency? You may feel there is no urgency, but Prabhupada was sent for the urgent, most urgent need of the people. And he was successful. So, we do not subscribe to the lazy bum, easy going Krishna conscious life. No.
Trust no future, however great.
Yes, attracting living pleasure. Uttishtha, jagrata, varannibodhata. In the Vedas it has been said, don't be lethargic. Get up. Get up from your fat butts and move forward. We do not need even to take care of the daily accountability of our Krishna consciousness. We do not see the need or urgency. But that means we wasted the whole day? Yes. We wasted the whole day. So, Srila Prabhupada saw the urgency, and urgency came through the instructions of his spiritual master. Spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, was so much into the urgency of spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. That was the first instruction, even before Prabhupada came closer to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He was given a big task. You gentlemen, in English, you should preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English. Prabhupada was thinking there was no urgency. But he heard from his father and the sadhus in his childhood, and he remembered, yes, this is a fact. Because our slavery within our mind and consciousness to the material world, who is going to liberate it? Even the nation is liberated. Do you think we are liberated today? Any nation, they carefully avoid that subject. You have to do on your own. Even though nations are called independent, but they are dependent. And because they have violated the principles of management of environment, everybody is suffering. What was the recent step? Modi halted the export of wheat to other, and seven countries in the Europe immediately started crying. Prabhupada said, your nuts and bolts in the factory, they are not going to, you cannot chew that and manage your life. You need real food. And real food is what you may call it, cow today, beef in America. Real food. Let us live by allowing others to live. You do not need balancing your forest by giving license in month of November to shoot a buck. These are not natural. People do not understand the wholesale economy is dependent upon agrarian community. There are a lot of studies done in agriculture. You know, in India, a farmer, because of dividing, subdividing property in a family, it's a less chunk, but it is sufficient for maintaining. All right. In America, they did the whole industrial farming, big, because nobody wanted. So the jungles were cut off and farming land was created. But yet they are not self-sufficient. They want to sell corn and wheat. These are the two main products. But third class wheat was to suppress the government, India was suffering with a PL 340, or what is it, 440. There was the kind of wheat America was exporting to India, and it was rejected by India as a third class rotten grain, not fit for eating, feed of the cows. They want to sell that. But America is not anymore a bread basket. Oklahoma and other Middle East states, they are called the bread basket of the whole world. No more. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.